Blog Talk Radio.
1, 2, 3. Testing. Testing. This is the Trillion Dollar Flow night, and tonight we come to talk about finance, the money that's paid out, and the money that you receive, and the money that's coming forward. So get ready as we talk about the Trillion Flow.
Trillion Dollar Flow. From L.A. to Miami, Minnesota to Detroit, Chicago, Alabama, Texas, the Trillion Dollar Flow.
Chicago and Detroit on scrack, and right now the casinos are on scrack. People that work in the casino, that work in the restaurant, that work in the hotels, that's the chefs asking for more money. Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors are asking for more money. But we spend trillions of dollars to go to Ukraine for war, and millions of dollars we spent for Israel for war. We have to be able to have enough money to feed the hungry people, people here in Detroit, Chicago, Ohio, around America, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. So it's very important to understand tonight, we talk about the trillion flow, the trillions of dollars being spent without the okay of the people of America. Right now, we have thousands of people that come in, and these people coming from Guatemala and all over. They're getting welfare. They're getting Social Security. And they're getting all the stuff that our ancestors worked for. So we're in a situation tonight to deal with the migration of people coming in, and people are getting, money from the government. They're getting clothing, glass. All of this is going on in the midst of chaos, the mass killing in Israel, the mass killing that's going on across this land, and all the killing in Egypt, and all the killing that happened over in Russia right now. We're standing in the midst of the trillion flow. When I talk about the trillion flow, I'm talking about enough money to build buildings, enough money where people don't have to wait in line to eat or sleep. Right now in Israel, people have no water, no food, and bombs steady falling. So we have to understand it's got to be a change in our system in America. I'm asking every church, every pastor to become involved, every rabbi, every imam, because enough is enough. The mass killing of human beings. One thing Dr. King said, if we don't come together, we would destroy ourselves. We're on a path of killing our children. We're on a path of killing our senior citizens. We're going to pass the night, and we're talking about the trillion flow. When I talk about the trillion flow, I'm talking about in Arkansas, Mississippi, Louisiana. People have paid the price, and it's time for the money to come forth. It's time for the trillion flow. That means it's time for your business to grow wherever you might be. Wherever you might be, I'm praying that God will open up that door for you. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of David Ralph Abernathy, in the spirit of all the ministers, the ancestors, that we ask them for a break. Stop the killing, save the babies. Stop the bombing and save the buildings. But now they're bombing. It's not safe to go to the store to get a loaf of bread. It's not safe to go to the store. The prices is a high. So we're coming to the point where we must go to the trillion-dollar flow. We must understand all the silver, all the gold belongs to God. And it said, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, I will heal the land. So there's enough land to feed people. There's enough land to feed hungry people. But man have to turn from his wicked ways. He have to turn from his ways of hate and begin to love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I just feel now that I'm praying for you, mothers, sisters, and brothers. I'm praying for not just black, not white. I'm praying for the human race. And I know God, the universe, set high and look low. It's got to be some master changes.
Trillion dollar flow.
Trillion dollar
from L.A.
flow.
To Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The trillion dollar flow. Houston. Trillion dollar flow. New Orleans.
wasn't enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich, made for us to be brilliant, people of color, people who have melanin. You ask not, you have not. We ask him for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A.
We're living in a society where the Republicans and Democrats must come together in order to win over our society. It's divided in Washington. People sent people to Washington to do the job, but they fighting. The Republicans is fighting. The Democrats are fighting. So we're in the midst of evil. And this is the month of Halloween where it's evil going on. Planes falling, trains running head on each other, people on the wrong side of the road. So, but I want to say this tonight. God is still in the business. Exodus 14:14, Psalms 23, Psalms 19, and Psalms 10. I want to let you know tonight, there's a blessing with your name on. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa. I'm praying for you, Brother Joe. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, Mary Huckett, I'm praying for you. Mama Joe, I'm praying for you. Mother Rosie, I'm praying for you. Mother Francis, I'm praying for you. I want you to know tonight, I want to reach out for our ancestors, I say. As I reach out for our ancestors, there's going to be a blessing with your name on it. There's going to be a deliverance with your name on it. So you get ready for the breakthrough and have things open up for us.
Everybody, come on. Come on, Brother Maurice, put your hands together.
One more. Can I do one more?
And I do one more. We going back to Sunday morning. Listen.
That's the song that our saints was singing all along. And I want to go to that. And it's something about, and this is what's going on in Washington right now.
In a closed-door vote on Capitol Hill on Friday afternoon, House Republicans voted to remove Jim Jordan as the party's nominee for Speaker, just hours after he suffered a defeat on the House floor for the third time, with 25 Republicans voting to support other Republican candidates, refusing to back Jim Jordan, and a growing number of Republicans saying they would refuse to back him on future ballots. I told the conference it was an honor to be there, Speaker designee, but I thought it was important that we all know in answer to the question if they wanted me to continue in that role. And so we put the question to them. They made a different decision. We're going to move forward with a new speaker nominee today. But the space and time for a recess is, I think, an important thing for House Republicans. A number of Republicans have thrown their hat in the ring to become the next Speaker of the House, with even more Republican members of Congress saying they're considering a bid. Bids are due by noon on Sunday. House Republicans will then meet Monday evening to hold a candidate forum and decide who they want to nominate as their next candidate for Speaker of the House. The House remains speakerless weeks after it ousted Kevin McCarthy. No bills can be passed, no additional aid for Israel, Ukraine, or government funding until a new speaker is selected. Nathaniel Reed, Capitol Hill.
Still to come, another former Trump lawyer cuts a plea deal. We'll have an in-depth look at the implications for that trial and all the possible fallout for others right after this. We need to go ahead and take HIV and say this is something that's...
I want you to know, until the Republican and Democrat come together and bring about a peace, there's no peace in Washington, and it's still racial separation. It's still the South and the North fighting, and we got people need jobs, and we got people right now. As I pray for you on getting ready for this Friday, God is still in control. And as Gabe Mott was said, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Like Bishop Stevenson always said, give it to God. Prophet Johnson said, it's all in the divine order. And what that means, God is doing something. And Dr. Martin Luther King used to say, God is working it out. And whatever God said, man got to obey. Exodus 14:14, God told Moses, Moses, step back. Let me fight this battle. It's my fight. And I want to tell you, whatever you're going through, I'm praying for your healing. I'm praying for your deliverance, praying for your breakthrough tonight. I'm praying for your walk with the Almighty God. Thank you, Prophet Russell, for all the anointed. And thank you, Prophet Lorraine, and those that are coming. Mama Jo, God bless you. I want to tell you, Jerry, all is well. Let me say it again. All is well. God is trying to reach out for you, man. Woman, God is trying to reach out for you. I want to pray tonight before we get back and listen to what's going on in Washington, and we get ready for the gospel singer from the mass choir from Georgia singing that Sunday morning. Sad the night, Sunday morning, the old songs that used to sing, by and by, the songs used to sing that God would keep us, and some songs that you should have got that our ancestors still sing in the spirit. And I want you to know God is able tonight to work it out, whatever it is. I'm praying for you, Sister Margaret, and Sister Delina, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, a young lady called and told me, Mr. Bishop, I had surgery. Sister Denise, I'm praying for you and your husband. And Sister Denise, the Spirit says it's going to be all right. As I pray, Mother Nun, God bless you. Thank you for the Spirit. Mother Rosie, thank you for the Spirit.
Georgia now pleading guilty. Kenneth Chesbro accepted a plea deal today. Chesbro was initially charged with felony racketeering and six other counts in August. He accepted a last-minute deal today on a felony charge of conspiracy to commit filing false documents. Has anyone forced, threatened, or promised you anything for you to enter into this guilty plea?
No.
It is your decision to waive these rights to enter into this guilty plea because you are in fact guilty.
Yes.
How do you plead to count 15, conspiracy to commit filing false documents in indictment number 23SC188947?
Guilty.
Have you and your attorney signed that indictment?
Yes.
Chesbro is facing 5 years probation and 100 hours of community service. He's also been ordered to pay $5,000 in restitution and is committed to testifying at any related future trials. Sydney Powell also pleaded guilty in the case. She's agreed to testify against Trump, Mark Meadows, Rudy Giuliani, and the others. Powell will get 6 years probation and pay a $6,000 fine. She'll also have to write an apology letter to Georgia and its residents. Shandell Summer is a former assistant district attorney and assistant public defender. She is currently practicing law at Summer Law Firm in North Georgia. Shandell, thank you for joining us. A second lawyer for Donald Trump taking a plea deal today in that Georgia election tampering case, that's Ken Chesbro. Sidney Powell did that yesterday. These are both people, though, in Trump's inner circle. So really, how this is for the prosecution?
Well, it's huge. Good evening, Julie. The pleas of Powell and Chesbro were not entirely surprising in that the district attorney had a strong motivation not to want to try just two of the defendants and give a sneak peek at the evidence to all of the other defendants who could then go through and parcel out what they wanted to use and learn how to defend against the part they didn't. So it was not completely surprising, but it did come, it seems as though she's on a roll right now, getting plea bargains with all of the defendants that were slated to begin their trial next week.
Mm-hmm. Both of them wanting that speedy trial. Presumably, though, each person brings a different perspective. So what would you expect to get from Powell versus Chesbro?
Well, Sidney Powell was sort of in the inner circle. She was present immediately after the election and was involved in a meeting on, I believe it was December 18th, where they talked about different strategies for challenging the results of the election. She, however, I think quickly fell out of favor with the Trump team, and even former President Trump referred to her as crazy. She had all sorts of conspiracy theories and things that made her credibility questionable. So I don't know if her testimony is really going to be that pivotal to the prosecution, because I think the Trump team can easily distance themselves from her by just saying, those Coffee County people, we didn't have anything to do with that. She was a lone ranger. She was acting on her own. And she basically was off the reservation and was not part of our team.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, would you expect more defendants now to plead out now that this dam, if you will, is broken?
Actually, I think the plea of Chesbro is more important in terms of watching the other defendants, because there's several of those defendants who are charged with simply being state electors. And now he has admitted that he produced false documents for them to sign. Now, whether they can just lay the blame at his feet and go along and say, we didn't have anything to do with it, you know, I have talked to some of the legislators who were involved at the early stages of this whole situation in Georgia, and they say that there were wild rumors running through the Capitol about election fraud, and that everybody was trying to do the best they could to make sure that nothing was untoward in terms of the election results. But that some of them, when they looked at it very closely, were able to determine that there was nothing to these allegations. And those were the allegations made by Rudy Giuliani about ballot boxes being stuffed and suitcases being brought in full of ballots and things like that. So I believe that the people who are the fake electors, which there's four or five of them still remaining in this case, I think that they have a pretty good defense that they were just acting on the information that they had at the time. Mm-hmm. And there's really nothing wrong with submitting an alternate slate of electors as long as it's contingent on the results being overturned in Georgia. And right. I believe that's how it was drafted here in Georgia.
Well, Chanel, we have just about 30 seconds, but what does this mean really for all the other lawsuits in the works for both these two and former President Trump?
I think it means that they're not going to get to this case till the fall of 2024 because of the deconfliction of cases that are already set. Right now, Trump is involved in a civil case in New York. The case in Washington, D.C., where he's charged basically with trying to overthrow the results of the 2020 election, is slated to begin in March of 2024. And then you have the case down in Mar-a-Lago, which I believe is going to be set at some point. So I think by the time they get all of these cases that are already set through, it's probably going to be the fall before they can even come back to Georgia.
All right. Chanel Sumner, former assistant district attorney and assistant public defender from Gainesville, Georgia. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, the mother and daughter hostages released by Hamas are heading home. We'll have a conversation with someone who knew them well and is excited to have them back. Plus, much of the U.S. has erupted in emotion. Americans, mostly younger Americans, reacting to what's happening in the Middle East. We'll take a closer look at these intensifying demonstrations.
That will be continued demonstrations going on throughout America, bombing, things happening. But one of the things that here is serious within Illinois, they're bringing people in, and some of these people have already, with the cartel, it could be bombings and everything that's going on. But this month and going into November and December, it really talk about the trillion flow of the money. But I want to say to you tonight, keep watching, and you're going to see some things take place by the Almighty God. And I want to tell you, the God of the universe, the God of the ancestors, I say, going to make it right. And thank your eyes finna open up. Some of your eyes been closed. You've been sleeping through a revolution. But you've been getting ready to see the storms, the floods, back to back. You won't be able to see God moving. Where man have lied, God gonna create. So I wanna say to you, Dizina, those that are listening, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, those that are having problems, I want to say this to you, God is in control. Exodus 14:14, read that. And he said, Moses, step back and let me handle this. And I want to step back and let God show you. Some of you have turned against God. Some of you turn against your ancestors. And you turn against your family. I already know when you bring people in, and give them money, give them somewhere to stay, and you don't take care of the people that fought in Vietnam and Korea, and you, your tax money is going somewhere else. All the money they want to spend over in Israel, the money they spend over in Ukraine, the people have not okayed that. And Congress and the Democrat and Republican is doing what they want to do. And I want to say this to you. Sit back, watch God. Let me say it again. Some of you don't understand. Sit back and watch God. He said, I come in the storms and the flood. I come late at night. I come early in the morning. You lay down and wake up, ain't no houses nowhere. You lay down and wake the flood, the storms, the earthquake. It's coming. We're living in a time right now. This is demonic spirits right now. This is Halloween is a demonic spirit. It's a pagan holiday, and we're buying into it. We're into it. But God said high, and God looked low. And I'm going to let the saints, Sunday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and to all the ancestors, I say, to, you know, I was in the spirit with Berto. I was in the spirit with some of the people that have walked this earth. They are walking it in the spirit. And them, they going to touch them that need to be touched.
Come on, everybody, put your hands.
This is for you, Dr. Christian Russell. This is for you. Mama Joe, this is for you. Mother Francis, this is for you.
I want to hear you say, Sunday morning. Sunday morning. Sunday morning. We're going to take you to Sunday morning. Listen, it's in my mind.
Thank you.
We're gonna have a good time. Let's go to Detroit, the Motor City, boycotting right now. Lord, help me. about all the things now. Help me. You can do it by yourself. Help me to hold on.
Thank you.
need to hold out.
Somebody change
threw
the drive-thru. I looked
sometimes
at
you got to ask
said,
God to help you hold out.
I did. I said,
because the
okay,
change
is
coming,
and
but y'all want to know you ready for
trouble.
The change.
I had a whole lot of
people. I'm account. Ready.
She kind of saved
I want
the
you
day.
To be ready all the way for the change. This is the mighty cloud of joy going back down to Arkansas, Mississippi. Somebody know what I'm talking about tonight. Grandma and Grandpa. And I won't be there. Say it up. walk around heaven all day. Sometimes you have to listen to know what God is saying in songs. You done did all you can do. It's time for you to wait on God to do something special for you. And he said, just work around. It's good to know Jesus. Come on, somebody. Well, Mississippi Man Squire, this is all for you, Johnny May. Ollie May, this is for you. Gina, this is for you. Renee, this is for you. All of them girls down in Mississippi and Florida. Mississippi Man Squire. Yeah. It is good to know the Lord. It's good to know that somebody can help you. You know him and you know. Thank you. It's good to know somebody to know somebody. When you know somebody, they can tell you about somebody. When you don't know nobody, can nobody tell you about nobody? Brother Raymond is out for you. Bright Star is out for you tonight. I want to go way down to New Orleans, Mother Francis. God bless you. I know you're listening. Every lover, every telephone call is refreshing. I just feel some kind of way tonight. I feel God's going to do something. And you're going to be right there in the midst, in the spirit of Berto, in the spirit of Sister Collins, in the spirit. Dr. Kirby, come on in here. Brother L.K., come on in. This is what I'm for you tonight. Get it together. Thank you. talking to me like beautiful, like.